Good morning, everybody. In this presentation, I will talk about our investigations on photopolymer materials for data storage recording. I think this may be a little bit away from the interest of display holography. So in the following presentation, I will try my best to explain what I'm saying and at the same time to try to keep my talk short. Okay. So in the first, I would like to introduce the volume hologram and the recording materials. And then I will describe the PQPMMA, which is a photopolymer recording material with negligible shrinkage. And then I will introduce the EYTEA poly MMA called HEMA, which is a co-doped photopolymer with improved sensitivity. And the design, fabrication, and holographic characterization of these materials will be described. And finally, some conclusions will be made. And this shows the schematic diagram of volume holographic data storage. And the spatial light modulator brings in the object beam, and the reference beam brings in the page address, and the information recorded in these volume holograms. This type of data storage is interesting because the volume data storage can provide storage density higher than 100 bits per micrometer square, which is equivalent to 300 gigabytes per disk. It's about 60 times larger of the current DVD disk. And it can provide a parallel readout of data recording and readout rate in the order of gigabit per second, which is about 100 times faster of this current DVD speed. In addition, it has a three-dimensional grating structure and which can provide some niche applications. The key challenge is that we need to have a thick recording material with good optical and holographic properties. Okay, so what are the material parameters are required for holographic data storage? It depends on the system specifications. For example, if we require the data recording and readout speed of 1 gigabit per second and data storage density of 300 gigabytes per disk, and if we use a specialized modulator of 1 megabit pixels, and with a laser power of 20 milliwatt and a recording area of 5 millimeter square and with a CCD detector sensitivity of 10,000 electrons per pixel, then we can calculate that the estimate that the exposure energy per hologram is about 0.4 millijoule per centimeter square and the diffraction efficiency of each hologram to be larger than 1.6 times 10 to minus 4. And based on these digits, we can estimate the material parameters. The sensitivity is required to be about 31.6 centimeters square per joule. And the dynamic range of the material, or the M number, is about 6.32. And currently, there are different kinds of recording materials for this investigation. Including photopolymers, photoreflective crystals. In our case, we are interested in the doped polymers, which is PQPMMA, shown on the right corner. And the goal is to make a thick recording medium, but the challenge is the material shrinkage. So how sensitive is the shrinkage problem? This can be estimated by using a numerical simulation. So the optical system here shows a Fourier hologram of data storage. And the recording medium is 5 millimeter thick recording media. And the table on the right shows the shrinkage coefficient of the material on the reconstructed image. And it can be seen that if the shrinkage coefficient is larger than 5 × 10⁻⁵, then the reconstructed image is degraded and distorted. And if we want to have good reconstruction from the 5 mm thick medium, then the shrinkage coefficient should be less than 10⁻5. So how to make this material with such small shrinkage coefficient? Our strategy for obtaining low shrinkage photopolymer material is that we make a strong polymer matrix, and then with photosensitizer molecules uniformly distributed in the material. So in the fabrication procedure, we have the thermal initiator plus monomer, and we have photosensitizer molecules to combine mixed in a solution. And with a thermal polymerization procedure, we form the polymer matrix, and which is a solid sample. And for the holographic recording, the illumination, optical illumination induced photochemical reaction between the photosensitizer molecule and the residual monomer molecules to form a reflective index grating. In that way, we have recorded the hologram. So our components of the material is a photosensitizer, which is a PQ. And we have a monomer, which is MMA, and we have thermal initiator, AIBN. And for the fabrication procedure, these three components are mixed to form the solution. And then after the stirring, filtering, and with a two-step thermal polymerization, then a solid sample can be formed. And this photo shows different geometries of the samples, materials can be formed as a disk or a bulk structure. So now we want to estimate experimentally how is the shrinkage effect of this material. So we use a 90-degree recording structure, and we have recorded 250 holograms with angle multiplexing technique to record the holograms at one spot of the 5 mm thick material. And this shows the upper left image is the original image, and the rest of them are the reconstructed images from these 250 holograms. And it can be seen that they have good construction. If we make a line scanning of the reconstructed image, compare that with the original image, and we could see that the two line scanning curves are quite identical. And means we have good reconstruction from this 5 mm thick material, and which means that our material is with a very low shrinkage coefficient, maybe less than 10⁻². So this is good, suitable for recording volume holograms. And then how good is the material for recording data storage? So we have to make characterization of the holographic parameters to estimate the dynamic range and exposure sensitivity. The dynamic range is related to the storage density, and exposure sensitivity is related to the writing speed of the material. So again, this is a multiplexed recording structure, and we record 175 holograms at one single spot, and we measure the cumulative grating strength of each recording as if in a plot as a function of exposure energy. And with the curve fitting, we can obtain the M number of the material and the sensitivity of the material, which is 4.2, and the sensitivity is 0.095 centimeters squared per joule. And based on this, we could estimate that this material can support data density of 64 bits per micron square, which is equivalent to 200 gigabyte per disk, and it could support the data rate 30 megabits per second. Of course, this is still far away from our goal, because our goal is to achieve 300 gigabyte per disk, and it's to achieve data rate of 1 gigabit per second. So still we need to have material improvement. Before that, I'd like to show you some demonstration of the holographic data storage using our PQPMMA disk. The disk is the thickness is 2 millimeter and the diameter is 5 inch. And the information recorded in the reflection hologram structure. The upper left picture shows the system. And this is the holographic memory reconstruction. The upper left image is the original image, which is a 120 kilobyte data file. And they are divided into 57 pages of black, dark, and white pages. Each page is 130 by 130 bits per page. And so these 50 pages of information are recorded in the optical disk. And then we reconstruct it from the disk and combine to form the decoded image, which is shown in the upper, lower left image. Okay. And this recording and writing process, we could estimate the bit error rate of this process. And now the bit error rate is 1.8 times 10 to minus 3. Okay, so this shows that our material is good for data storage, but as we mentioned, we still have to improve the material sensitivity and the dynamic range. So then we have to consider the physical mechanism of recording in this material. Our analysis shows that the holographic recording in this material is achieved by the photochemical reaction of the PQ molecule combination with MMA molecule in a one molecule to one to one molecule combination process. And so the speed of holographic recording is dependent on the speed of generation of PQ reticles. As we know, the speed of generation for the PQ reticles or the photoreaction of the quinone molecules is relatively slow. And on the other hand, we know that the photoreaction of a biomolecular system of eosine Y and a TEA is quite fast, which means that if we replace the PQ molecules by this biomolecular system, we might achieve faster recording speed, and that can improve the sensitivity of our material. So this shows the components of a new photopolymer. The photosensitizer is a biomolecular system of eosin Y and a TEA. And we have monomer and a thermal initiator. And with the same fabrication process, we fabricate the samples. And then we experiment again to measure the holographic multiple recording characteristics of this material. And from the experimental results, we see that, from the table, we see the comparison of the PQPMMA and with the new photopolymers. And we see here the M number, okay, first one, and then sensitivity. Sensitivity here. Sensitivity of the material. Okay. So, sensitivity of the material for the original PQPMMA is 0.51, and for the new photopolymer material is 2.41, which means this material can support the data writing speed of 60 megabit per second, which is about 5 times the previous one. And but on the other hand, the M number is reduced about half. That means the storage density of this disk is about less than half of the original disk. It's about 59 gigabyte per disk. That means we still need to make investigation or optimization of the components or the concentrations of these components. Okay, so I like to give some summary. We have fabricated this photopolymer materials, which is good for data storage application. And we based on the physical mechanism of the recording process, we are trying to optimize or to improve the sensitivity and the dynamic range of the material. And the optimization is for further improvement is ongoing. And we hope that in the future we also could find applications of this material for display holograms. Thank you for your attention.
Jeff Udner, my question is why does this amount of data storage go down when the sensitivity goes up?
Does somehow the resolution decrease of the material?
The storage capacity is related to the dynamic range or the modulation of the reflective index. And when we change the composition or the concentration, the amount of the photochemical reaction, the amount of the photochemical reaction of the system may be changed. So we have to make a further measurement to see what is going on.
Did you measure MTF curves in both cases?
No, but we have make holograms with different intersection angles. Yeah, and that is equivalent to spatial frequency response. Yeah. Both materials can offer quite wide range of recording and with similar diffraction efficiency. The range is about we have measured 10, 40, yeah, from 10 to 40 degrees or 20 to 40, 80 degrees range. So quite similar in the MTL, spatial frequency response of the material.
But even though, so the curve, spatial frequency response is similar, but yet the amount of data storage, gigabytes per disk,
increases. Yeah.
So what was the mechanism?
You know, here, you know, this is just one component, concentrations of the components. So I think this still need to be optimized. Because different concentrations will produce different amount of photochemical reaction. And of course, the scattering noise, some the kind of, still has to be measured to identify the real what's going on.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, sure. We can, yeah, thank you.